Hey, welcome to the YouTube channel and the podcast. Today we are talking about what does workshop really look like in a classroom? Welcome to the Workshop Teacher Podcast, a podcast for teachers who are interested in trying workshop in their classrooms and teachers who are obsessed with it, like me. It's time for Workshop Teacher of the Week. So every week I am highlighting a teacher who took the time to write a review of this podcast. And there are a whole lot more reviews, and so I have a lot more people to choose from, which is really exciting. If you haven't written a review yet, you should go do it, because everyone who writes a review is entered into a giveaway, and I am giving away a $50 gift card to Amazon or Target, or $25 to each, once I receive 50 reviews. And now we are currently at 18, which is just awesome. So the Workshop Teacher of the Week says, "This is the best teacher podcast." Ibble. Thank you, Ibble, for taking the time to write this beautiful review. It really, really means so much to me. Ibble says, "Amanda, your podcast is very informative, relevant, and helpful. I'm so glad I found you. I'm glad you found me too. I'm planning to use reading and workshop next school year with seventh graders for the first time. Your podcast has helped me think through all the different routines and structures I need to put in place to be effective at workshop. Thank you, thank you. I will definitely be sharing your podcast with others." And you know what, Ibble, just from writing this review, you have helped this podcast go up in ranks on iTunes. So you are sharing with others by writing, taking the time to write this review. And I would love if you shared it with your colleagues, any teacher friends you have online. Go talk to me on Instagram, send me a direct message, or talk about it in a comment on social media. Thank you for just taking the time to do that. I really, really appreciate it. And it just makes all this hard work so worth it. So Ibble, you are the Workshop Teacher of the Week. Congratulations. So first of all, workshop can look however you want it to look. You can choose to do it once a week. You can choose to do it every day. You can choose to do it for a month. You could choose to do it for 6 months and then quit. You know, it can really look how you want it to look. And that's the beauty of being a teacher, don't you think? Like, we get to decide how our classroom runs. And so what I talk about today, you can pick and choose what resonates with you, what you really feel could work for you. So this is what I'm talking about is what it looks like in my classroom. And the reason we're talking about this is because I've received a lot of emails and a lot of comments in my Facebook group and on my website about this specific. And I've actually had like actual conversations with real teachers, like on Google Hangouts, and just like, it's like people can't wrap their brain around, okay, what does this actually look like on a day-to-day basis? And it's funny because it's really simple. To me, it's really simple, but maybe it's not that simple to other people because you haven't been doing it. And it sounds complicated when you first learn about it. So let me just start from the beginning. The bell rings. In my classroom, I stand at the door, and I don't give high fives or anything like that because I'm kind of a germaphobe, or like handshakes. A lot of teachers like to do that, and I'm a germaphobe. And I don't like using hand sanitizer after every period. So I just stand at the door and I say, "Hey, how's it going? What's up? Hey, why aren't you smiling? Come on, give me a smile." I make my students laugh, okay? And I just try and have like eye contact with every student as they walk through the door. Most students these are eighth graders we're talking about, sometimes just walk by and ignore me. And so sometimes I'll go and find them again and say, hey, I really wanted like a hello at least. Like, what are you doing walking by and not even saying hi? So they kind of get used to my antics. And then everyone gets out a book, a choice book. And this is how I incorporate reading workshop into writing workshop. I always want to value reading in my classroom because I know my students are super busy with all of their other classes, with their after school programs, with things their parents want them to do. And they're not necessarily always going to find time to read their choice books and to build that habit of being a reader. And so they're expected to come to my classroom prepared with a book. This is not a time to go searching through my class library. They can't go searching through my class library because it's a time to read. It's a precious, valuable time. And I tell this to my students, like, this is really valuable time that you should be, like, eyes need to be on print or pictures if they're reading graphic novels or magazines. I don't let my students read online. I really, really, it's tech free unless they have a Kindle and all that's on it is a book or a Nook. And I sometimes if a student has IEP or something, I let them listen to audiobooks, but that's the extent of the technology. So, and I tell my students when they can look through my library. So we have a study hall period. Students can come then. They can come before school. I get to school at 7 o'clock. So if a student comes knocking on my door looking for a book, I'm more than happy to let them in and browse my library. And they know this. They can look in my library during work time. So work time is when students are reading or writing. It's right after my mini lesson. So they're allowed to go look through my library then. And they're allowed to go look through the library if we have time the last 5 minutes of class, during snack break. We have a nutrition break at my school. After school, I'm available. So there are plenty of opportunities for students to find a good book to read during this independent time. And students read. They read for 7 to 10 minutes. And during this time, I'm usually taking attendance, recommending books, asking students about the books they've picked. If a student doesn't seem to be really into their book, I'll say, hey, it doesn't seem like you really like this book. You want to go try and find another one? And that's the first 10 minutes of my class looks like that. It's as simple as that. And I also try to fit in a book talk. So even before students read, I'll maybe talk a little bit about a book that I love, and I'll just do maybe a 2-minute summary of the book and say, who's interested, and give it to anyone who's raising their hand. And sometimes there's fights over the book that I just did a book talk on. Sometimes I have students do book talks if we have time. After the reading, I don't just say close your books. I say, okay, you have 1 minute, finish the page you're on, because I want to respect, like, I don't want to just immediately make them close their books. I want to respect that, you know, they might be in the middle of a page. And then it's so interesting, the kids that slam their books closed or finish really fast, it's like, okay, those are the kids that aren't really into their books or aren't really into reading. And I definitely try and work with those kids to find a good book, to match them with a great book that they'll love and that they'll get excited to read each day. Sometimes I let students buddy read too. So sometimes kids like to read the Minecraft books together, the video game books together, but mostly it's silent, noise level time. And then after that, I'll say, okay, everyone come to the meeting area. And they always bring their notebook and they come to the meeting area. And I usually am standing behind my document camera because I'll be showing my notebook or I'll be showing a mentor text or I'll be writing in front of students or I'll have a video up that I need to press play on. And I'll teach my mini lesson. I set a timer so that, and students know I always set a timer, 10 minutes. I can't go over 10 minutes because that's too much talking. It's direct instruction, really quick lesson. And the lesson sometimes involves me saying, okay, turn to someone next to you and remind them what you learned yesterday. So this is called retrieval practice. And it's a really, really powerful method to get students to retain the information they learned the day before. Or I'll have them talk to their partner about some sort of connection to the lesson I'm about to teach. Then I I state the teaching point. This is what you're going to learn. I refer to my board. I write my teaching point on my board every day. And I write, but why? So I always have like a reason for why we're doing what we're doing. And then I model, I make my students laugh as often as possible. I make a fool of myself during my mini lesson. I really want to keep their attention and engagement. After my mini lesson, I show my students their choices for work time. This is in the form of a choice board. So there's a list of things that they can choose from to work on. And often I'll say, you have to do this, and then you can do these other things. So there's like a must do thing and then the may do things on the choice board. And I set a timer. I say another timer. I say, okay, you have 2 minutes to get to your spots, to make sure you have all the materials you need, and to start following the noise level. So I teach noise levels. I say, okay, it's silent today. We're working on meeting this publishing date. We really need this time to really focus and work. And you don't really necessarily need to be working with a partner right now. Or if it's if we're in a reading unit, you know, they should not be reading together if they're reading a novel, unless they're getting help from a partner or they have some sort of IEP where they need support with their reading. And so I say 2 minutes and I set the timer. And after the timer goes off, I'm expecting them to have their materials, to be in their spots. And yes, I let my students sit where they want as long as they're productive. So it's an incentive for them to be productive. And they can sit on that floor. They can lay on the floor. They can sit next to their friend as long as they are focused. That is what is so essential. And so they need to be focused during that time. And then while they're working, if everyone is focused, if everyone is not focused, then I'm giving warnings, I'm moving people, and I do it in as non-emotional way as possible. After everyone's settled and seems to be working, I will have conferences and I'll ask students, I'll follow another format, a really simple format. I'll say, so what are you working on as a writer? What are you working on as a reader? What skills from this rubric are you feeling really strong in? What skills are you feeling like, I need help with this, Ms. Warner? And I'll tell them one thing they're doing well. And then I'll tell them one thing, I'll teach them some sort of lesson, like really quick, 5 minutes, another timer. So this is all about pacing. We can't talk more than 5 minutes. And I teach my students this process, this conferring process, so that they're well aware and expect it. You know, they're not, and sometimes students will look at me like, oh, she's right next to me. And so I'm among my students the whole time during work time, and it really helps to keep students on task, focused, productive. And then I'll say, okay, we have a few more minutes to wrap things up, and then we will come back together as a class and I'll have some sort of closure activity where they talk to a partner, where they share a piece of writing, where they share some sort of insight they gained from their book, where they set a goal for the next day. Maybe I have them self-assess, or they do an exit ticket where they write down like, okay, what's a mentor text, if I talk about mentor text, or what's one way you can get help from a mentor text when the teacher's busy? And I'll have them write something on a note card, and as they leave, they have to give me their note card to exit. And then, you know, we have a couple minutes to clean up, and of course, as much as I tell my students not to hang out by the door, they go and hang out by the door. I actually have this really funny meme. I think it's from The Matrix. It's Morpheus. He says something like, what if I told you that standing by the door doesn't make the bell ring any sooner, or something like that. And it's really funny. I love memes. I have them all over my classroom. So that is what a day in workshop looks like. What about a month in workshop? So my units last 3 to 4 weeks, and they don't always end with some big publishing party. They don't. Sometimes they just end with a class discussion about what we learned, or a self-reflection about what we learned. I don't feel like units always have to end with some huge project. You know, that's overwhelming, especially if your unit only lasts 3 weeks. Like every 3 or 4 weeks, you're having some big to do. So my year is organized by units. So I'll have a reading unit and then a writing unit and then a reading unit and then a writing unit. And I try and incorporate them as much as possible. So we have a book club unit. We have information writing unit, a TED Talk unit, literary essay unit where they're writing about a book that they read and chose to read. We have a Shakespeare unit, poetry unit. And if you're interested in any of my curriculum, I highly recommend that you join my membership program. It is only $25 a month, and every month we meet and we talk about what we're doing that month. You get the curriculum a month in advance. It's really, really easy to follow because I'm a full-time teacher. I realize how hard our lives are, and so I try to make it as simple and straightforward as possible for you. I hope that this episode was helpful. If it was, feel free to share it with your colleagues. Subscribe, leave a review, leave a comment, leave a rating. I love hearing from you. And thank you again for watching and listening. I will see you next week, and I will be in your ear next week. Sorry, I'm doing YouTube and podcast at the same time, so I'm talking to two different people. So please, if you're listening to the podcast, go check out my YouTube channel. And if you're on my YouTube channel, go check out my podcast. It's on SoundCloud and Spotify and iTunes. All right, I will be back next week. Bye, everyone.